Swanson, your mental strength coach, guide, and mentor. To find out more about mental strength and Warrior Mind coaching, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com. And our world-famous blog can be found at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. And please, if you haven't subscribed yet, subscribe to the podcast at www.warriormindcoach.com/podcast. Well, greetings. Good day. Good day. It's Saturday here. Hope everybody is doing well out there. One of the things that I keep emphasizing on the greetings and on opening on these podcasts is that you're moving progressively towards your goals. Because life without goals is kind of just like you're floating around. You are allowing the universe, you're allowing circumstances to dictate what you do, where you go, and how you feel. And being a warrior is all about controlling and taking back control of your mind, your body, your emotions, and your spiritual practices. So with that, I always ask about goals, because if you're just sitting there listening to the podcast, that's one thing, that's entertainment. But if you can take this information and apply it towards something you want to achieve, and again, a goal doesn't have to necessarily be a physical thing. It doesn't have to be, oh, I'm going to get a new car, a new house. Goals can also be intrinsic to yourself, improving your emotions, your emotional intelligence, improving your mental intelligence, meaning how you control your thoughts. All those can be goals, and you would sit down and determine what they are and then start to work on them. And if we tend to procrastinate, one of the keys of every successful individual in whatever aspect of life they're in, if they're a successful relationship, if they're successful sports, if they're successful in business, is they also have this sense of urgency, meaning that time is the most valuable possession we own. And to think of mañana, or to put it off, or to procrastinate, or to do something later, is detrimental to living the life that we want. And so this podcast is about how to develop that sense of urgency, not from a fear-based, but the samurais and what we said, it's a good day to die, and shamans and others would look at having death over their shoulder. And that's to let them remember that every day is valuable, every day is important, and to live life fully each and every day. And that's kind of what the sense of urgency is. If you have something you want to do, do it today. Don't put it off. Death is looking over you. And this is not to be a morbid podcast. It's supposed to be a podcast to encourage you to start taking action, because you just don't know what's going to happen next. So let me back up a little bit on how we get to this sense of urgency. Most of the time in life, we want to either add something to our life or take something away. It could be, or releasing something. It could be releasing weight. It could be releasing a bad relationship. It could be adding money, income to our life. It could be adding a relationship to our life. So we're looking at basically changing our life somehow. Everything we do, all the personal development, the spiritual practices, all of those things, if you put it down to a common denominator, it's about change. We want to change our life somehow, either, again, releasing something, making room for it, or adding something to it. And so when we look at change, many of us have experienced this sense of urgency, and that is probably because we have gone down to a level of mental support, a level of desperation, a level of we will not go any lower than this. We will not get any heavier than this. I'm not going to be any more broke than this. And that desperation is kind of a fear-based, but it's okay to get us moving. So then we take a lot of action. We take a lot of action. We'll go out there and we'll get different jobs. We'll do this. We'll create some ebooks, or we'll go to meetings. We'll do networking events to meet the right person. We'll have this sense of urgency to go out there and do things. And then when we start to see results from it, we start to climb up towards this, what I call our mental resistance line. This mental resistance line is defined by our beliefs, our values, our emotions, and other things. And the closer we get to this, the more we procrastinate. Because crossing over that mental resistance lines means going into uncharted territories. And our ego does not like to go into uncharted territories. It doesn't know what is there. So it will start to create internal dialogue. Oh, we can do that later. You've gotten some really good results. Just do that later. Enjoy what you have. Enjoy what you have now, and we can do all this later. So the closer, so the more progress you get in the change that you want to see, the closer you are to this mental resistance line. The closer you get to this mental resistance line, things show up like procrastination. I'm okay right now. I don't need to do any more. And all of these dialogues to prevent movement towards a new life. And then what happens is the more, you know, when we get towards this mental resistance and we start to procrastinate, well, then we stop taking the action that got us there. And we stop taking the action that got us there, we stop seeing the results. So perhaps if it's health-wise, we may say, oh, I'll just have this piece of cheesecake today. And then we have that same cheesecake 2 days later. And then in a myriad of time, we're back to that mental support line where we said, how did I get here? I swore I'd never be here again, or I swore I'd never be alone again. Because when you stop working on the relationship, you may find these insignificant things that irritate you, and you start to pick on your significant other, or you start to get into fights, or you start to create disturbances within the relationship, so it falls apart. And then you go down and go, how did I be here alone again? And so you zigzag up and down, up and down, up and down between this mental support and mental resistance. Well, how all this ties into urgency is when you know that feeling of urgency, and you know how the results, and you know the results you get from taking that, when you are aware of the signs of yourself backing off, that is the time to push the pedal faster. You need to understand that there is no tomorrow, that the progress you're making will not continue without the momentum. This is not space where you can throw a rock and it keeps going. This is Earth. There's gravity. And so as you continue to make progress, if you stop, gravity is going to take over and pull you down, basically pull your results down. So you need to keep taking action. We all agree that action produces results. Well, the key here is that when you start getting the results that you want, to put the pedal to the metal even more so. That is because when you start to slow down, the results slow down. So how do you develop the sense of urgency? Well, one way is to look at the results and say, this is the minimum that I want. Even though you may have made big progress, you have to define that this is now the minimum. This is now my support, and I need to take some action because I want to have a deeper relationship. I want to have more abundance. I want to have more vibrant health, and this is the absolute minimum right now. And then you start getting a sense of urgency that I don't have that, that every day is important to me. And you write down on a piece of paper why you want to accomplish these goals, and you look at it, and you create the sense of urgency. The other is, you know, think about that this is a good day to die. If you lay down at bed at the end of the day, would you have accomplished what you were able to accomplish today? Often we overwhelm ourselves with thinking, well, I'd like to accomplish, you know, going on this vacation and doing this and this and this, so we always go to bed unsatisfied. The point is, when you start thinking about this is a good day to die, is did you do everything possible today that you could? That is, did you call that friend and tell them that you're sorry for the fight? Did you go help that person who fell on the street, perhaps? Did you do the things that you could have today to make your life completely fulfilled? These things may not have anything to do with your specific goal, but they do create an energetic shift in you that will help attract those people and circumstances to you that will allow you to realize that goal. So when you start getting this sense of urgency, is that I'm going to do everything I possibly can today to live a fulfilled life, to move myself 1 centimeter closer to my goal, to do whatever it takes, then you can get the sense of, then you can go, when you go down to bed and put your head in the pillow, you can go, today would have been a good day to die. and you can feel comfortable with that. But if you go down and lay down on in bed and put your head in the pillow and go, you know, I really could have done this more. I could have done that. I could have helped this person. I could have not watched so much TV. I could have read a book. I could have made a phone call. I could have written a letter to a friend. All of those things, all those regrets that we're going to have, need to take care of those every single day. So the sense of urgency is not just for your goals, although that is a great starting point. This sense of urgency is to live a fulfilled life. Are you doing everything possible that you can today to the extent that you're able to do it? Obviously, there's some things that we can't do that we want to every single day. We can't go to Hawaii today. Well, maybe some of you can, but most of us can't. So what can you do instead? Can you, you know, start to plan the trip? Can you figure out how you're going to save for it? What can you do today? And so when you're done, you have had a great day. You have had a wonderful day. You've meditated. You've worked out. You've called some friends. You've gone out for coffee. You've planned your vacation. You've started your new business. You've reached out to somebody who you didn't know to start a new friendship. These are things that can manifest from having a sense of urgency. When we become content, like cows in a pasture, nothing happens. We need to have this sense of urgency, like an explorer. We want to explore our life. How are we going to, every day we can look at our life as an adventure and we're the explorers. How are we going to explore our life today? Are we going to sit at base camp and just do nothing? Or are we going to go out and explore and see where the boundaries of our life is? So I encourage you to think about every single day for this week coming up, what can you do? We've been sucked in and memorized by TVs and movies and things that just don't support us at all. And there are some good shows on. There are some powerful shows that can help create shifts in us. But when we become too addicted to them and do nothing with the information, just like this podcast, like any books, if all you do is watch the show, listen to the podcast, read the book, and don't take any action, what good is it? This podcast is for you. It is urgency. Urgency requires action. So taking action. You need to be unplugged at some level and take back control of your thoughts and don't worry about the emails that quote you're going to miss and don't worry about people on Facebook. You know what? They're going to be there when you come back. You don't have to worry about it. Don't worry about the dirty dishes. Nobody's going to break into your house and clean them. Go out and have a sense of urgency on getting things done that are really important to you. Make the list of things that are important to you every day that you want to get done and go out and do it. Because you need to start taking back control of your thoughts. You need to start taking back control of your mind. Because remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take back your rightful responsibility to program your mind,